Spirit.
Amen.
Now we all know that Jesus taught in parables, but he also taught in paradoxes. In other words, he said a lot of things that seemed contradictory, and he did that to drive home a point so that you would remember it. And perhaps his most quoted paradox is the one that we hear in today's gospel reading. Those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. When Jesus spoke those words, you know, he wasn't dealing with a beautiful religious theory. He was telling the truth about life. Because that's the way life really is. Try to hang on to it. Hoard it, and you lose it. Turn it loose and give it away, and you find it. Now, between those two opposites, self-saving and self-losing, lies a conflict that is going on in every single one of us. Our natural inclination is to hold on to life and to keep it for ourselves. But Jesus said that the way of life is self-losing. Now, to use a simple example, let's look at this concept as it applies to the common problem of self-consciousness. Most people have a battle with that. If you happen to be plagued by being over self-conscious, then you should take some comfort in the fact that more than half of the people in the world have that problem. And what a nuisance it can be. The dread of what other people might say or think about you. Now, the essence of self-consciousness is fear. And that comes from an extreme awareness of self. You try to speak in public, and self gets in the way. You go out to meet new people, and a chilling sensation freezes your conversation. The torment of timidity is a telltale sign that we are thinking too much about ourselves. So we don't need a revelation from above to remind us that at least on the surface, Jesus had the truth. In a real sense, we save ourselves by losing ourselves. A person never performs so poorly as when they are thinking too much about themselves. I mean, think about what it's like when you're driving a car. Directly in front of you, there is a panel of instruments, and they're there for a reason. They're there to keep you in mind of what's going on inside of that complicated machinery. But as you well know, if you spend all your time looking at that, probably the best thing that's going to happen to you is you're going to end up in a ditch. We're not made for too much introspection. Turning all of our attention inward can create more problems than it solves. Now let's go deeper into this teaching of Jesus and think about its promise of deliverance from self-centeredness. It is a clear Christian conviction that self-centeredness is our besetting problem. It is the root of sin. I would say it's the father of all sin. This inclination to put ourselves at the center of life and make everything revolve around us. Now, we all know that we're born self-centered. As infants, we're center of the universe. Everything revolves around us. That's all we care about. But when that attitude gets carried over into adult life, the consequences can be tragic, not only for the individual, but for their family, and I would say for the entire world. We all know how destructive selfishness is. But the great irony is that this approach to life destroys the very thing that it seeks. When we put ourselves at the center, then life gets lopsided, and it can tear itself apart. And history's full of examples of peoples and nations being destroyed by selfishness. But But you know, the gospel has an answer. Forget yourself. Give yourself. That is how we find our true selves. That is how we become our best selves. When we get ourselves out of the center and put God there. You know, it is paradoxical, but it's real. Think about it. The healthiest and the happiest people that we know are those that are the least preoccupied with themselves. And let's consider one last thing, and that is deliverance from mere self-preservation. Some people say that survival is the first law of nature, and there is a very great truth in that saying. Most of us instinctively hold on to this earthly life as long as we possibly can. But you know, there is a higher truth. It is that many people have knowingly and willingly given their lives for something they believe in or for someone they love. And we saw that very recently in that terrible school shooting. Teachers putting their bodies between that gunman and their students. You know, I would say that if you're not on some level prepared to do that, life might not be worth living. In October of 1971, Pope Paul II stood at the great altar at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome as a procession moved down the aisle. Now, the purpose of this ceremony was the beatification of Maximilian Kolbe. You see, Father Kolbe had been arrested by the Nazis in 1941. And not long after, in the concentration camp Auschwitz, 10 prisoners were chosen for execution as retaliation for the escape of one prisoner. Now, one of those 10 was a man named Francis Opta Jonaszek. He was in the Polish army. And he began to weep, and he said, I have a wife and family. I'll never see them again. So Father Kolbe stepped forward and offered to take his place. And the offer was accepted. Kolbe and the other 9 were stripped, put out in the cold, and left to die of starvation and dehydration. Now, leading the procession of that aisle that day at St. Peter's Basilica was a Polish cardinal. And beside him walked a white-haired man who wept audibly as he was embraced by the Pope. And what was his name? Francis Opta Jonaszek, the very man that Kolbe had saved. He must have been remembering those words of Jesus, greater love has no man than this, than to lay down your life for your friends. You know, survival may be the first law of nature, but there is a higher law. The law of love that leads to life. Father Kolbe lived by that law, and if you and I would find life, we must do the same. Now, we're not very likely to be called upon to be that dramatic in our day-to-day living. Yet the fact remains we are either gaining life or we are losing life. If we seek to keep it for ourselves, we lose it. If we give it away, we find it. Nothing is more sure and true than this principle. A selfish person is a shrinking person. Their world grows smaller and smaller and emptier until they abide alone. The giving person is the true living person. Their world grows larger and larger, their life richer and richer, until it approaches the very dimensions of eternity. Jesus was talking about something that we all want, a genuine experience of life. So listen once more to this principle. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and the sake of the gospel will find it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.